The commutation process. The Pennsylvania Commonwealth spends $40,000 a year per incarcerated person, according to Secretary of Corrections John Witzel. The aging population has led to increase in the Department of Corrections medical costs. Some of the inmates have had massive strokes, glaucoma, and other ills. Some of the population are wheelchair bound and others with missing limbs. Since the Secretary of Department of Corrections has quoted the cost of $40,000 per person incarcerated in Pennsylvania, and the taxpayer has to foot tens of millions of dollars a year, the taxpayers should pay attention to what the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, has to say pertaining to clemency for inmates who have proven that they are good candidates for commutation. He has even taken a more proactive approach and asked the Philadelphia Lawyers for Social Equity to conduct an audit of the population to figure out who might be good candidates for commutation. He states also that our laws are based in Judeo-Christian principles, and one of the tenets of that system is the power of redemption and forgiveness, and that process has been all but extinct. The American Civil Liberties states that prisoners who are wrongly imprisoned and convicted of a crime that they actually did not commit, they should be able to sue. Thank you very much. My name is Omar Skiali. I'm housed in Cole Township in the state prison in Pennsylvania.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.